have a little patience. Still hurting from a love I lost. I'm feeling your frustration. But any minute all the pain will stop.
All the pain will stop. Well, I very much doubt it if you are a Spurs fan. What a disaster. Of course, that patience wasn't aimed at Spurs. It was aimed at the trading. Yes, it's been a bad time. I've had a trauma myself. Of course, speak to people about it and try and explain a few mathematical reasons behind it, and you just get a load of shit, so fuck 'em. I will bat on, and it'll all come good. It's just been one of those things. You know, you can't keep dwelling on it. You know, can't keep getting up every day going, oh, I lost just this, that, and the other. Goals get disallowed. You know, Charleroi goal in the first half disallowed, goal in the second half disallowed. What are you going to do about it? Leap off the Dartford crossing. It's just the way the game goes at times. Like if you laid the draw at Arsenal yesterday and you think they've won the game and they haven't. You know, this stuff happens. And on that, I had a look at it. It was a foul. I can see why it was given. The first motion in that, whether you agree with it or not, is Chambers standing on the Palace player's foot. The melee after it. I get, you know, people saying, oh, it wasn't, but the first action in that is Chambers puts his foot in for the ball and stands on the player's foot. In this day and age, that's a foul. If it's in the, you know, if it's up the pitch, it's going to be a foul. Obviously, how it led to, and I keep saying it, my reasoning with VAR, I think VAR is fantastic. I'm never going to change that. I do think, and I've said it a couple of times now, that we are making a right pig's ear of it, and it's probably not going to solve itself until they go over to the referees, start going over to the sidelines to look at videos. It is easy for all of us, particularly if we've got money in the game or skin in the game, as you would say, to have an opinion on it, be it your team or whatever. But it just seems to be a massive error to me to not have the referees going over. You know, I think it's causing more problems than it needs to. I don't really get why they implemented it like that when you watch things like the World Cup and Champions League, and it is fairly clear. Ref goes over, has a look, comes back and says, nope, I got it wrong or I got it right. While we're leaving it to some Australian in a booth in Heathrow, I do not get. Unfortunately, I think they're probably not able to change it now until the end of the season. Because obviously if they start changing it now, the people who've been wronged by decisions or feel they've been wronged would have a more valid case come the end of the season. Yes, it'll be interesting, but I haven't seen the Man United one, I haven't seen the Everton one. It does seem very strange, having not had an overturned decision for the first 8 weeks of the season, to suddenly have decisions being overturned. It's almost like they've consciously made a decision. And again, that is not down to VAR's fault. That is, firstly, the guy in charge, Mike Riley, who absolutely is a complete and utter knob, by the way. He was a knob of a referee. He's the guy, I remember Tottenham playing Chelsea once, and he was trying to book a Chelsea player, and the Chelsea player just ignored him, and he stood there and sort of made a stand of, you come to me, and the guy didn't, and he gave up in the end, and just thought, well, what was the point in all that? He's absolutely useless. And talking of useless, I don't know, I mean, if you follow any Twitter Spurs, and I know people don't like me banging off about Spurs, but tough shit, we are fucking dreadful, aren't we bad? God almighty, Liverpool could have had 6 or 7 yesterday. For me, it was like watching a League Two team turn up. They're not a top four team. Got lucky with the goal early on, you get yourself ahead. And yeah, they're a good side, but get the ball and play some football. I mean, we have just got cabbages and, you know, again, Winks. I mean, Eriksen clearly doesn't want to be there, so manager, again, why is he picking him? You've got a £64 million player sitting on the bench. Harry Winks, I mean, he just did nothing, didn't he? I mean, he is championship level at best, that boy. Rose, useless. Aurier, useless. And it's just annoying. What's annoying is the wasted opportunity. You've given it to a myth of a manager, a good squad, and he is, you know, you look at his Espanyol record, he went in there under great fanfare because he saved them from relegation, and then he won 2 out of 13 there and got the sack. He has done nothing at all in football that gives me any confidence that he can get that Tottenham team where I think Daniel Levy wants it to get, whether he puts money in or not, but you can't say he hasn't built the training facility and the ground without that sort of ambition, I wouldn't have thought. But he is, you know, Levy's biggest thing is he's continually appointed the wrong man, and the reason is it's never been winners. You've got to put a winner in there. Yeah, United looked, by all accounts, better, so you think they'll get better, particularly with Martial back. So I think, you know, the top four is a distant dream for Tottenham, and maybe even Arsenal. I think it's going to be, obviously, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, in that order. And, you know, probably Leicester or United, I would think, will grab that fifth spot. I think United will move up the league if they keep Martial fit. I certainly wouldn't even have Tottenham getting in the top eight at the minute. I mean, you look at the points over the last 12 months, no chance. What else? Oh, we got the old rubbish on the election today. That's going to be interesting, isn't it? The NFL marched on. I did get the 49ers game. We're actually better than I think we are. I think we're going to be right there. I thought it would be quite tough conditions there. I thought the Carolina defence would make things hard, and it would be a low-scoring affair, and we racked up 21 points in about the first 8 or 9 minutes. So it all went pear-shaped, that one, but we did have three winners, and it's rolling on, and I know some of you are doing well. And yes, they are free, as it was put on Twitter. I won't be charging all season. We'll go to the end, I'm sure, again. We'll have a couple of dodgy weeks, but we've certainly done well so far and in a good place with it. You know, I just follow the same structure every week, and hopefully we'll keep going through till Christmas, and it'll give people a good little Christmas fund. Put the kiss of death on the half-time CSLAs, didn't I? See, I mentioned them first time for months, and they had a couple of losers. It's just what happens in this game. As Gary was saying, you've got to have a little bit of patience. And that's what, you know, we've had a little discussion on Twitter this morning, and somebody said to me, is it the losing that... No, it's not. Trust me, I am more concerned about the plight of Tottenham. That will keep me awake at night more than a goal being disallowed or a loss. I know that if I follow my stuff, it'll have good runs and bad runs. And predominantly, fortunately, the good runs outweigh the bad. It's just the way things go. Been an uncanny amount of disallowed goals. That has been the thing that you just look and, you know, you get that suspended, see Football 24 give a goal, and a couple of them, you know, I mean, Wolfsburg yesterday scored and it was disallowed about 4 minutes later. I mean, the scorer and everything came up on Football 24. Normally when you see the scorer come up, you think, well, that's that, but even that got disallowed, so God knows what's going on at the minute. It just seems to be happening a lot. Maybe it's VAR, but it'll even itself all out. Again, people react too much to 1 week or one set of fixtures. It just drives me bananas. Just keep doing it. Get up in the morning, do what you got to do. Right, I've lost my podcast recording software because I've upgraded my Mac and it doesn't work. So I'm hoping this all comes out okay. Otherwise, I'm going to have to seek an alternative. I've spent half hour fannying around this morning to try and get this one done, so hopefully it's okay. I know you want to hear my dulcets at their best. What else is there? I did have something else. I had a little story that was quite funny, but I think it's all got wiped out by the doom and gloom. My own from the old spuds and other people bleating. Why do people bleat? What is the fucking point in it? And don't say I'm bleating about Tottenham. I'm stating facts. We are shit. I've got all the evidence to prove it. I've invited via this podcast. I've invited via Twitter. I've invited via WhatsApp group someone to give me evidence of why Poch is a great manager, as Neville, Carragher, etc. call him. or why he is the man to get us out of this situation, and as yet not one person has given me any evidence whatsoever. So that's all I ask. Show me some evidence, show me facts, figures, numbers, something that makes you think they're not just he's a great guy and because he's at Spurs we all must love him. See, off again. What was it? Can't remember. I've got no horses. We're in a right old flurry of cancellations, aren't we? A fair few meetings. I think two gone today. Maybe even three. I can't remember. I know Red Car's off and somewhere else. That will pick up as time goes on. A few people doing well with RTS racing. I think you'll find you may do better in the jump season. I do think they're probably a bit more consistent through the winter, the ratings. But I will have some horses when we get back to it. I've got no NFL. And I don't think I've got... Oh, and I did have one football mention. Bear with me a second. I will get it up. It is, he says, a first half goal in Turkey at 5 o'clock. Başakşehir versus Trabzonspor. So if that's 0-0 on 20 minutes, drip laying under 0.5 first half goals through that period. And Ho mentioned they'll be short. I haven't got the prices up because I haven't got my screen up in front of me where I've been trying to fix this podcast thing, but Braga look okay in Portugal at 8:15 Braga, so you may want to lay the draw or back Braga, see if it's a draw at half time, lay the draw, whatever, numerous ways you could play that. But Braga in Portugal, can I get the price for you? I can, there. Yes, and get it up on that. They're 1.51, so yeah, maybe a bit short for some people, but you, as I say, they look a good thing tonight. Right, that's it. Apologies if I'm quiet. I've got my dog asleep next to me. I don't want to wake her up. I did say she was deaf the other week. Her earrings come back. See, people were going to pick me up and say, you said she was deaf. She was, and all of a sudden she can hear again. God knows what's happened there. Right, have a lovely Monday. I will be back tomorrow. We've got some midweek football, so there will be Ultimate Process. If anything comes up, it will be business as usual through this week. I will catch up on my admin over Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I know I've got loads of people to contact. It just builds up, and I genuinely only get like 3 days a week with the football. And obviously, I mentioned stuff that we've got planned for FTS. I've got all that to sort out. So very busy at the minute. I seem to say that every day and not make any progress, but I will get some done this week. And I will be back with you tomorrow. So have a lovely Monday. Enjoy yourselves. Relax a bit. It's only football. And I will be back with Pearls of Wisdom later this week.